Welcome to Stock Talk, the new Stockhouse podcast series that brings you behind-the-scenes insights into trending topics from capital markets, influencers, and entrepreneurs, broadcasting from the heart of the financial district in beautiful downtown Vancouver. I'm Cindy Broad, reporting for Stockhouse Media. We are podcasting from the floor of Extraordinary Futures in Vancouver 2019. I'm joined today by Colin Clancy, and Colin is the VP of Investor Relations for Harvest One. Harvest One trades under the ticker symbol HVT on the Toronto Venture Exchange. Welcome, Colin. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
So tell us a little bit about what makes Harvest One different.
So Harvest One, although we are a cannabis company, we're a Canadian licensed producer, we ultimately see ourselves as a consumer packaged goods company focused on the health and wellness sector. We're, you know, give you a couple of highlights. We're in 30,000 stores across North America currently.
Wow.
Our CEO is the ex-COO of Loblaws, so we understand that world very well. So although cultivation is a part of our company and probably the kind of the heart of our company, ultimately we see ourselves as a CPG company moving forward.
Interesting. So why is being a consumer packaged goods company important in the cannabis industry in particular?
Well, you know, the evolution of it so far is over the last, and speaking specifically to investors on this one, is, you know, cultivation was all the hype to begin. You know, and you might have seen over the last year or so, you know, the extraction plays, the likes of Valens Labs, et cetera, have done, you know, very well for themselves because obviously with cannabis 2.0 coming up this year, or well, start of next year. But we really see the evolution of it moving more towards a traditional consumer packaged good industry. So that's what we're building for. That's the platform we're building with the different products that we have in play right now, with the, you know, acquisition of Dreamwater about a year and a half ago, a recent acquisition of Deliver. These are products that are on stores with the major retailers already. So, you know, as this this industry matures, you know, I think we're going to be in a very good place to take advantage of that.
Excellent. So you mentioned cannabis 2.0, and this might be sort of just back it up for investors a little bit. What does that really mean? Like, what does that mean to you guys in the industry?
So cannabis 2.0 is essentially the launching of derivative products. So up until now, it's only been flower and oil that have been available under the legal system for consumers. So going in, well, October 17th is when the new legislation is supposed to land.
Correct.
And then I think it's about a 60-day approval process for Health Canada. So under new guidelines, the likes of edibles will be allowed, beverages will be allowed, vaping. They're the sort of new products. And I think they're the sort of products that, let's say, your non-traditional consumer of cannabis are looking forward to. I think it's gonna get your everyday consumer involved to understand these formats. We're more likely to take a chocolate or a consumer beverage to be able to try out cannabis for the first time.
Right.
So that's where it comes into play. And for us, you know, we feel the everyday consumer is going to prefer to buy their cannabis product down the line in your traditional grocery store,
right,
or your pharmacy store. And that's where we kind of come into play.
So what's the lead time going to look like for that, though? Like, I mean, clearly they're not just going to hit the shelves on October 17th. So what's that, like, what is that going to look like?
So the guidance now is it looks like it's going to be a 60-day kind of approval process from Health Canada. So let's say October 17th comes, then you put in your application or your certain product, and then hopefully 60 days later it gets approved. Realistically, it's going to be a bit longer than that. And not to plug, well, I will plug our company a little bit more, but on the likes of our Dreamwater and our Delivera products, our Liver Leaf products, they're already Health Canada approved under their existing format.
Yep.
So adding CBD or THC to this isn't materially going to change the product.
Gotcha.
So we hope, and it's our belief, that we'll have Health Canada approval pretty quickly, unlike a lot of other products that, you know, it might take a lot longer than 60 days to get approved.
So what about pre-sales for that kind of stuff? Like, I mean, do you have people that are chomping at the bit to put those products on shelves now?
Yes, it will be. I think, you know, all the provincial partners right now, they're lining up what they're going to buy.
Right.
You know, not formally, but they certainly are.
Great.
So, yeah, looking forward to that.
Great. So you mentioned a CBD company called Sativarm.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's different about Sativarm than other CBD companies?
So Sativarm, you know, our kind of tagline for that is we do CBD differently.
Okay.
You know, we actually have a really nice video that kind of plays it, explains it well. Except this is a podcast, so you can't see it. But it's so here, look, it's based out of Europe, and they produce CBD capsules currently, but it's under a gel pel technology.
Okay.
So the idea of this gel pel technology is within each capsule has got 200 little beadlets that contain CBD or full spectrum CBD. These little beadlets bypass the stomach first stage metabolism, so they actually attach to the lower intestine and allow for slow absorption.
Okay.
So we've kind of done phase 1 and phase 2 clinical trials on that. Not many other cannabis companies can claim that sort of that they've done these trials or have the sort of data that we have to back up our product. It comes in at about a 67% bioavailability, and your traditional CBD product can have anywhere from 5 to 20 to 30%,
right,
if they even know what's in any given product.
Right.
So that's when we say we do CBD differently. So from a medical standpoint, to have that sort of clarity around dosing every
yes.
time you take a product is huge. So from a credibility, we're currently now signing up a lot of agreements across Europe. We're in like Holland and Bard. We're on shelves with Boots and Lloyd's, Chemist Direct in the UK, largest online pharmacy chain in the UK. So it's this clinical data gives this product credibility,
right.
And that's the sort of product they want on their shelves.
Definitely. Okay, so I mean, that's touching basically on your US and international strategy. Do you want to elaborate on that at all?
Yeah. So, you know, from an investor standpoint,
yeah.
Canadian companies may not be the flavor of the day, let's say.
Yeah.
And we do have a US strategy. We're already on 30,000 stores across North America with Dream Water product currently.
Yeah.
So, you know, although we're not touching THC down in the US currently, we may in the future, but right now we're staying away. It's only going to be CBD.
Yeah.
So we have a plan there. We're also going to be rolling out a Liver Leaf product down there in the new, probably first thing in the new year. And we're going to be releasing a CBD version of that. There's a lot more clarity from the FDA around topicals than there is from ingestibles. So realistically, we're going to have a CBD product in topicals before our Dream Water,
mm-hmm.
just due to due to the FDA. So that's on the US strategy. And then a global strategy, as I said, we're already in stores in Europe with
right.
Sativarm, you know, and that gives us the platform to roll out Dream Water, Liver Leaf, our other products that are doing well in North America,
yeah.
and move them into Europe as well.
Fantastic. So just as a wrap up, can you tell me
yeah.
sort of what tell our investors audience a little bit about what your current valuation looks like and why you think Harvest One is
yeah.
a good buy right now?
No problem. We're currently $110 million market cap, Canadian.
Yep.
You know, we've had probably about a 50% price retraction over the last few months, you know. So we're getting beaten up like everyone else in the space.
Yeah.
But I'll arguably say we were undervalued before we got beaten up. So with everything that we have going on, so we've got cultivation, we've got consumer products, we've got medical division, we've got an investment into retail. So, you know, we're quite a diversified play.
Yeah.
With the management team that we have on, to only have a market cap of $110 million in comparison to our peers in this sector, you know, I think there's huge, tremendous upside potential there,
yeah.
you know, and limited downside in comparison to a lot of our peers. You know, we don't give out any formal guidance on revenue, but our two analysts, you know, are kind of forecasting an average of about 60-odd million in revenue in the fiscal 2020. That's which are July 2019 through to July 2020.
Okay.
So even on that, multiples alone, we're trading at less than a 2x multiple.
Right.
And forecast to 2021, it's even less than that. It's less than 1x multiple. So
yeah.
I think there's huge value. You know, so if you're an investor looking at are a bit jaded by the valuations in this sector,
right.
I think it's one of those stocks you can look at and kind of understand and draw a line to valuations. So.
Excellent. Okay, well, that's great. Thank you so much for sharing some insight and information into Harvest One. That's fantastic,
no
Colin.
Problem.
Again, I am on the floor of the Extraordinary Futures Conference 2019 in Vancouver, and I was joined by Colin Clancy, who's the VP of Investor Relations for Harvest One. Harvest One trades under the symbol HVT on the Toronto Venture Exchange. Thanks so much for listening. Just a reminder to follow us on social media at Stockhouse for the latest updates on all your favorite public companies in North America. For more in-depth coverage, industry news, and to connect with our active investor community, you can visit our website at stockhouse.com. Also, don't forget to visit our new and improved Stockhouse Deal Room on site for unique and exclusive private placement opportunities only available on stockhouse.com.